Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The United States and Europe are warily monitoring Russia's response to developments in Ukraine, with Moscow promising to protect Russian-speaking Ukrainians in Crimea, where Russia has a major naval base. Let's gauge public reaction to events beyond our borders with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel this week unveiled new Pentagon budget plans. It would cut the size of the standing army down to levels lower than any since before World War II. What are Americans' views in general on spending for the military and defense?
You know, that's a great question and something that we've updated since the Vietnam War periodically. And those attitudes go up and down to some degree based on how much we're spending. For example, in 1969, when spending had ramped up because of the Vietnam War, we had one of our highest measures on record of Americans saying we're spending too much on the military. And then Reagan ran, of course, as another example, on the platform that we weren't spending enough on the military in the Jimmy Carter years, and Reagan won. And in 1981, we had a big percent of Americans saying we were spending too little. They agreed with Reagan. Then we started spending more, and Americans said, oh, we're spending too much. And then when Bush came in after the Clinton years, when spending had gone down, Americans said we're not spending enough. So it really varies. And our spending, as you know, Dave, has been going up significantly since 9/11 as a percent of GDP on defense. So we would expect right now Americans might say we're spending too much, but we really don't see that. Americans are more in a moderate range, a slight tilt. 37% say we're spending too much in the military, but 28% too little. And those aren't extreme in either direction. So right now Americans are kind of in the middle. They certainly don't agree that we're spending too much at a large level, nor that we're spending too little. So we'll wait and see. If we really do have dramatic cutbacks in the years ahead, I would expect more Americans will begin to say again, we're spending too little on the military.
What is the major focus of concern for Americans regarding situations overseas?
In our poll in February, we gave Americans a list and said, do you consider each of these a critical threat to the interest of the United States? And we didn't include Ukraine in there, but we did include the military power of Russia. And actually, Dave, it was down near the bottom. So Americans are not that concerned, or at least weren't a couple of weeks ago, about the military power of Russia. They weren't concerned about India and Pakistan or even the Middle East conflict between Israel and the Palestinians and so forth. What rose to the top of the list? International terrorism and the development of nuclear weapons by Iran. We had over three-quarters of Americans who said those two things represent critical threats to America, and they were at the top of the list.
But areas where Americans are and or were directly involved, Afghanistan and Iraq, don't rise to that level?
We didn't include those in this list in that fashion, so we don't know for sure whether or not Americans would say they per se would be viewed as critical threats, but we do know, as we've talked about, in terms of those wars, that more Americans are now saying it was a mistake for us to be involved there. So I don't think Americans are as concerned about those two areas as they might have been in the past.
Frank, it's a cold day, and the forecast calls for March coming in like a lion in the Delaware Valley. What could warm our hearts more than images of President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner meeting?
Indeed, it's fairly rare that they meet, but they had a one-on-one meeting in the White House this week. Obama had the upper hand based on his image with the American public. We just updated not his job approval rating, but just your overall image of Obama, and it is 52% favorable, 46% unfavorable, so that's a net plus for Obama. The speaker, unfortunately, had kind of the flip, 32% favorable image among all Americans, 50% unfavorable. So when the two men came out, faced the cameras, talked about the meeting, Obama clearly had the more positive image than the speaker, which is not unusual. Speakers like Newt Gingrich and to some degree Nancy Pelosi at times simply usually have a more negative image than the president, although not always.
I'm wondering if the president wishes he had the popularity numbers of his wife.
Well, Michelle Obama's in at a 66% favorable rating, which is, again, not unusual. First ladies almost always do better than their husbands. Laura Bush, actually, at points was up to in the 70% favorable range, a little higher than Michelle Obama is now. Hillary Clinton was the most controversial first lady, and she really went up and down at points. She was up in the 60% favorable range while in the White House as first lady, similar to where Michelle Obama is now. But she also, Hillary, that is, was much lower at other points.
Well, Hillary Clinton's still much in the news, and everybody's wondering what's to come in 2016. What's her rating now?
Right now, 59% favorable rating, which isn't bad for a politician. She had been a little higher when she was Secretary of State, so she's come down a little, as we talked about. There were times in her past when she's been much lower than that, but that's a pretty good rating. Compare her to Joe Biden, the vice president, and as you know, he's not ruling out running in 2016. even though he would be in his 70s, be the oldest president in history to be elected for the first time if he was to be elected, he's never had a great image. Right now, 46% favorable, 42% unfavorable for Joe Biden. So just looking at their images, Hillary Clinton outpaces Joe Biden at this point in time.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.